In Washington, President Trump says, given the challenges, things are going well. But there's also no doubt that FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is up against a huge challenge right now. Here's the world's Matthew Bell.
Ezequiel Rodriguez Andino is a local radio producer in the capital, San Juan. He spoke with me over an internet connection this morning, and he says it feels like people in Puerto Rico are only beginning to understand the extent of the devastation.
The whole island has been affected. Every single town has been affected in some way. And the communication problem is one of the worst we have ever experienced. I mean, we couldn't even call or text or even look at the internet for at least for 4 days.
Rodriguez Andino says there are some signs that help is on the way. He's seen things like aid trucks on the roads and more planes flying in and out of the airport. But there's a long way to go before this recovery effort gets up to speed. In the meantime, FEMA's got plenty to do. It's busy delivering food, drinking water, tarps, and roofing materials. The federal agency is supposed to respond to disasters in a U.S. territory, such as Puerto Rico, the same way it does in any of the 50 states. But there are some special challenges here. Samantha Montano is an emergency management expert, and she spoke with me from Maine. She says President Trump had a point when he said yesterday that getting help to an island hit by a hurricane makes everything more difficult. Then, Montano says, there's the sheer amount of destruction caused by Hurricane Maria.
When you're looking especially at how the larger systems have been affected, the water systems, the infrastructure, the entire electric grid almost, the rippling effects of that, it's not just a matter of rebuilding a few homes. I mean, this is a complete rebuilding of an entire island of 3.4 million people. I mean, it's kind of difficult to wrap your head around, honestly.
The first phase of emergency response in Puerto Rico is underway, and the focus is on saving lives and keeping people safe. Montano says it's important to listen to what people on the ground are saying, and some in Puerto Rico are criticizing FEMA for being too slow. But Montano adds that it's too early to judge the overall recovery effort just yet.
We're still very much in the middle of this. FEMA does have people in Puerto Rico. They are bringing resources in. But FEMA being in Puerto Rico is not the same thing as people's needs being met.
Montano says the needs people have right now are astronomical. And that's just in the short term.
We're talking about a decade or more long recovery process. And they're going to need significant financial support from the federal government to even begin to think about recovery. Obviously, they were already in a difficult financial situation going into this. And Maria has only made that 10 times more severe.
FEMA is only part of the federal emergency response in Puerto Rico. The U.S. National Guard, the Pentagon, the Coast Guard, and other agencies are involved. Beyond that, Montano says there is a whole informal network of groups that play an important role in any recovery effort. These are the local organizations, charities, and NGOs. But because the hurricane devastated the island's roads and so much else, she says this recovery network is going to need more time to get up and running, too. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.